Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jack Jensen. Of course, he is the owner of Robinson True Value Hardware, celebrating 75 years in Atlantic. Congratulations to you, Jack. You don't look like you're 75.
Thank you for that compliment. Some mornings I wake up and I feel like I'm 75.
Yeah. So let's go back in history a little bit. Of course, it's the store actually has been in Cass County longer than that, but let's kind of start with Atlantic. How big was your store when you started here?
Well, when this store opened up, it was 1,200 square feet.
It's not very big when you think about all the needs we have. But you've made a lot of changes.
Oh, yes. You know, my father, Mr. Robinson, and including me, we had some visions about making this store bigger, and bigger was better.
Yes. So the first thing you did, I believe, was add on to the building you were in?
Yes, we did that first, and then we bought the building to the north and then added on to the back of that.
And added on some more. So let's talk a little bit about why you had to keep adding on. I'm just thinking nuts and bolts to begin with, but, you know, how has that changed, Jack?
Well, I think they figure the dry goods hardware store from the old days just needed more than what they had, so went to pots and pans and paint and more plumbing, more electrical, more hardware.
And when you say pots and pans, you know, when I go to that section, it's more than pots and pans. There's so many things there.
Hundreds of gadgets, bakeware, cookware, silverware.
Yeah. And small equipment, I mean, like mixers.
Yeah,
mixers. I'm thinking when you opened, you didn't have all those electric coffee makers.
Definitely not. Probably had two, and now we got 22.
Yeah. So that's the other thing that you found you've had to do is to add more choices.
Right. Broaden your selection.
So right, because people expect that.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. They want variety.
Yeah. So how do you keep up on all of those changes? I mean, I'm thinking you don't just sit down and read the newspaper and say, okay, this is what's happening.
No, we go to a convention twice a year that our warehouse puts on to keep us on the know and the go.
And that has to be kind of fun to see, okay, I think this one's going to work and maybe... Who came up with this idea?
Yeah, that is a true story. Nobody ever knows that it's going to sell. Yeah. They're all salesmen. They're all trying to sell you something. So it's a tough decision. You know, it's all a gamble.
Okay. Now, you mentioned in passing the paint. I think that's another area I believe has enlarged greatly since you first started.
Oh, yeah. It used to be just basically exterior. Now we've got interior and we've got... You know, paint with primer, paint without primer, you know, oil-based paint. It's just, it's big. And stains for decks and siding.
And all those colors that you have to mix up.
Oh, unbelievable. I think our new rack we got last week's got 1,200 different colors.
Jack, how difficult is it to make some people happy in the color? Yeah, I'm sure you have some experiences that go, okay, somebody wants this color, and then, no, they don't want this color.
Well, true story, but it seems like we always work through it, you know. It's the only thing to do.
But you have to keep mixing.
Got to keep mixing.
and if they're like me, sometimes, and you've solved this problem, wherever you get paint, you know, you go, well, I want a little more of this, but I don't know what color it was. So now you have records.
We have records, you know, so sometimes it's a scientific guess, too. We just made enough paint that we know what to add.
So life experiences make a great big difference.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, one of the other areas that I always think is interesting and I've used a number of times is this whole glass, the door, the window, that picture frames, that kind of thing. Was that a part of the original 75 years ago?
Oh, very much so. Yep. It's been here forever. So
really?
Yeah. Window repair. It's always been a big business.
Oh, that's interesting, because I thought maybe that was a newer one. No. But again, new products, you always had to keep up with, there's things beyond glass.
Oh, yeah, we got, you know, mirror plus, we got the insulated glass we take on now and stuff like that, so that's the biggest thing now.
Yeah. So wherever we go to get glass, we might have to ask some questions about that. Now, one thing I do not see much of in your store, and I when I'm thinking hardware store, I don't expect it. That's clothing. Do you have some clothing I have missed?
No clothing.
Yeah. Maybe some work gloves.
A lot of work gloves. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about you and your getting into this hardware business. But before I do that, I want to know about how your dad got into the hardware business.
Oh, that's a good story. Mr. Robinson hired my grandpa, who was a Finnish carpenter, when his store opened up, and along with my grandpa came my father. And I don't know how long they really worked here, but when the project was done, Mr. Robinson asked my dad if he'd like to become a hardware man, and he never left.
He said yes, and that was in 1939,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, yeah. 55 years he worked there.
Wow.
It's a long time.
And I think he loved nearly every minute of it.
I don't think you're out of date and want to go to work.
Yeah. Isn't Seriously. That great?
Priceless.
Yes.
It is.
And, of course, he passed those lessons down to you. So, Jack, what are some of your first memories? When did you start coming to the store to, I don't know, sweep or count bolts or what? You know, what were some of those first things you did, and how old were you?
Oh, it's probably my diapers, you know. I'm sure my mom had errands to run, so my dad took me and my sister here, and we'd mess around in his hardware store all day long, you know. And that was just like, you know, and I started here when I was a junior in high school, worked a couple of years, went to school for a couple of years, and then moved away and came back, and just like it was a thing to do, I guess.
Well, it's kind of, I think it was in your blood, you know.
I think so, too.
with your dad being in the business that long. And, of course, your family gets involved. I remember your mom talking about these conventions.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it becomes ingrained in your family.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's just that's your extended family, you know, people outside in the sources that you need to know.
Yeah, very good. Well, one of the things that I think good hardware stores that last a long time is they don't just sell a product. They service it. And you have to have gotten some really interesting things. And what I want to tell, but what you're thinking about, I want you to tell maybe some interesting things that people brought in, is one day my car door is falling apart. And for some reason, I didn't know what to do, where to go. So I park in front of Robinson's Hardware, come in and say, Jack. He grabs his screwdriver or whatever tool, and out he comes and puts my door back together.
That's true.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, right, because you have the tools and you have the knowledge.
Yeah.
Any other kind of interesting things that people brought into you to say, Jack, can you fix this?
Everything. I think one of the stories that happened quite a long time ago, a gentleman needed a piece of glass, didn't have a tape measure or a yardstick, so he goes out in his yard and grabs a stick and puts a little notch on it two different directions and said, he says, hey, I need a piece of glass this size. So, you know, what do? You cut him a piece of glass.
And he didn't come back and
didn't
say,
come back.
Okay, well, it must have worked, knowing that, you know, he was the one who brought those measurements, so to speak.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right.
So those kinds of challenges just face you all the time. And as you look forward, any goals you want to tell us about here for the future? I didn't warn you about this.
Oh,
you know,
I know.
your dad and you had a vision, Mr. Robinson, and someone had a vision of what you wanted to do, and therefore those four additions. You know, as you move ahead, what are some of the things you'd like to do?
Oh, geez, that's a really good question. I don't know. I'm just too young to retire, and I'm in the middle there. I'm just going to work till I feel like I don't want to work anymore.
Okay. And keep on learning new stuff. I'm thinking that's one of the joys, is that there is always something new.
Oh, learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just it's a bad day if you don't learn something new.
That's true for all of us. So we should just tell people that you have open house going on, and you'd like to have people just come in and have some coffee.
Yeah,
and so when can they do that?
Well, start at 9 o'clock today till 4, same time tomorrow, and Saturday at the same time. So
all right.
Three days in a row, coffee and punch.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, come on in and say, I guess, congratulations to you, Jack, and all your staff for staying here and serving the
community. It works both ways. We would like to, it's all about our customers.
Okay.
Just want to pay it forward.
Okay. See, that's one of the reasons you're still here, Jack. So and if you haven't looked around, I think people need to look around. You said they don't need to buy anything to come in and have coffee.
That's what it's all about.
Sign up for some door prizes,
yes,
et cetera.
Yeah.
But if you haven't been in a hardware store lately, look around.
Yep.
It's amazing. Yes. All those teeny tiny bolts and screws, it just amazes me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Got to have them all.
And up to the big things. So we want to thank you very much, Jack.
Thank you very much,
Jack Johnson, for visiting with us, and congratulations. And remember, there's no dress code when you come to the hardware store.